Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Casual Coders Podcast. My name's Ian. I'm here with Chandler, Quentin, and Kyle. And today we're talking Steam Deck and some other weird nerdy things like that. I don't own one. Both of these two do. That'd be Kyle and Chandler. I don't know. Let's throw it to them to take over this conversation because I don't own one and I don't have many opinions.
The Steam Deck is so cool!
It is one of the best purchases I've made in a long time.
I agree. It's just... It's seldom that it happens where I, like, hold a device and I just get, like, giddy like a child. Like,
that's how I felt when I first opened it yesterday. Okay, so let me get the story straight of, like, what happened, okay? So me and Kyle both ordered our Steam Deck on day one when they started the reservations. And I think you ordered yours a couple hours after I ordered mine.
Yeah, I because my payment method failed. Like, it overloaded the system.
Same thing. I had the same problem. So I had to wait a few hours and I tried it again. And I ended up reserving it that night, not the morning of. And then we turned out, because we ordered them at about the same time, we were in the exact same wave of Steam Decks. We both got our emails last Monday on the 4th.
Yeah, on the same day. Crazy.
On the same day. And then whenever we both ordered them at the same time, and then we both got them literally hours apart yesterday.
Yes. And ever since then, doing nothing else.
Yeah, I told my boss, hey, yeah, I'll get that PR done. I never got the PR done. I was playing on the Steam Deck the whole time.
Procrastination.
Yeah, right? Need a little rainbow in there or something for the procrastination effect.
So what is a Steam Deck for those who don't know?
Oh, a Steam Deck. Okay, so it is made by our Lord and Savior, Gaben.
Gaben.
Valve Software made a not software product called the Steam Deck, and it is a Linux-based game console. I hesitate to call it a game console. It's kind of not in a way because it's open. Unlike most game consoles, you can flash Windows on the thing. You can put Linux on the thing or whatever Linux distro you want. And it has a desktop environment, has a Linux desktop environment where you can install non-Steam applications to it, such as games or even productivity applications.
Yeah, although it does have like a console mode where like our game
mode. Well, the console mode is the default mode. So when you boot up the system, you're greeted at the console mode, which allows you to log into your Steam account and install a bunch of PC games. The PC games are done on a rating system where it can either be verified, which means it's guaranteed to work out of the box beautifully. No configuration whatsoever. Which, as we found out, works really well because a few minutes ago, Quentin booted up Doom for the first time. I hadn't started Doom yet on my Steam Deck. He booted it up. He changed no settings and it worked perfect. Absolutely perfect out of the box.
Fuck yeah.
It was so great. And even the games that are playable, I haven't had much of an issue with. Like, for example, BeamNG Drive is playable. It's not Steam Deck verified. You know what playable means, usually?
Do tell.
The text is small. Or the control, like, the control icons are wrong. And I'm like, I'm used to that kind of stuff with, like, normal PC-related game experiences.
We're looking at you, Ubisoft.
Ubisoft.
I'm using a PS4 controller. Not really Xbox buttons or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm used to that stuff as a PC gamer. Yeah, okay, as a console gamer, you might be a little jarred. But honestly, this thing is not targeted at console gamers. This is definitely targeted at the...
Is that true?
I think it's partially targeted, with
the price point, it's got to be targeted at your typical consumer, right?
I guess, but the reason why I hesitate to say that...
It's in Nintendo Switch territory. Yeah. Nintendo Switch is what, 350?
It's 350 for the high-end model, yeah.
Okay, for the high-end model.
And 300 for the low-end model, I think.
Oh, okay, so we're $100 off of Switch, right?
Yeah.
I see it as targeted and towards your average consumer who is either looking at a Switch or maybe something else. It's offering that option to get into PC games
and
with a lower entry point.
I would agree with that. And the starting library too, you know?
Like, oh my gosh. Not only does it have a starting library of the best ever, it also has the backlog the best ever. You can go all the way back to, I think one of my favorite YouTubers said he ran a game that was native to DOS on the system with zero emulation.
Oh, yeah, because it's Linux, so it can actually, like, just run that code and do a lot better than Windows ever would.
On the Windows, is like, yo, I can't find the libraries and blah, blah, blah. And this is like, oh, they're here. And then it ran.
Yep.
There was no
That's the awesome no thing about Proton is that, yeah, it'll just grab whatever it needs and run it.
Yeah, there was no problems with it whatsoever. I was so impressed with its ability to run these games with zero. Like,
I'm waiting. Linux desktop, here we come.
Yeah, I think that this is great for Linux because it's going to very soon. I think within, we'll say 3 years. I'll give it 3 years. That sounds like a lot. It might be a long time. before the Steam Deck has Class A PC/console support.
Doesn't it already have, like...
The reason why I'm going to say no is because
there's... like Class B support.
It's like Class B. It's because there's a lot of games that don't have support for it because a lot of companies...
Anti-cheat.
And yeah, the biggest thing is anti-cheat. Even though the anti-cheats support it, the companies that use the anti-cheat have to manually enable support for it. And a lot of them don't want to, even though in the case of like BattleEye, it's a fucking switch. Like they can literally go in, click the switch, recompile the game, and then push the patch. And that's all they would have to do. But they don't want to do that because they don't want to have to support another platform that they may have to develop for, which I understand. I am a developer. I get it. Shit is hard a lot of times.
I think an interesting thing that I read somewhere on the internet was that there was some small indie game studio that was developing a game. And then a whole bunch of their backers wanted it on Linux and, like, wanted it available for Linux. So they said they were going to make it available for Linux. And they did, and it was the worst thing ever for them because the Linux, like, the Windows version worked perfect, worked great, whatever. The Linux version had constant bugs and constant bug reporting. And, yeah, the Linux user reported these bugs very well. They knew
how
to
report bugs. Well,
no, the
Linux user would be the one that reports them constant. Yeah,
and they reported the most bugs and they reported everything. And so it turned into this huge backlog of all these Linux issues, and they were bleeding dry because they just didn't have the funds to, like, fix all of this stuff and deal with it. And their Linux, like, users were the fraction of a percent of their player base. Everyone else was a Windows user.
So I actually saw a similar story, but the story wasn't not, oh, there's this indie company that was developing a Linux port of their game. And they were about 3/4 of the way through development. It was almost done. And then whenever they found out that they could just play their game perfectly fine using Proton, they stopped all Linux development. They're like, it runs good enough on Proton. We're not going to bother.
I mean, it makes sense. I mean, it's playable there, so.
Honestly, that's, I think, the way to go. Is I think that as long as if you just
verify
develop.
Verify it works in Proton.
Yeah, just verify it works with Proton and
Proton?
Then call it good enough. So what Proton is it is the compatibility layer that allows us to play. Because like I said, this is a Linux-based console, but you can play Windows games on it just fine because of Proton. Proton is a compatibility layer that allows you to run DirectX or OpenGL or Vulkan games using the Windows APIs, though. In Linux still, and it does on-the-fly trans... I don't know, would it be a transpiler? I don't know how to describe it as. Maybe interpreter,
the technical term,
whatever. I don't know what it is either. I have to look it up. But it automatically allows you to use Windows games on the Steam Deck. And, like, I'm getting
the
native...
The guys become available.
Yeah.
So cool.
It's, like, native-like performance. There are, like, the game that impressed me the most on this is not the game I thought would impress me the most. Like, Doom is great. It's a single-player game. It runs amazingly. That's great. The game that impressed me the most was actually Apex Legends.
Oh, yeah. How'd that go?
And the reason why... first of all, me and Alex are horrible at Apex. Like, him and I are both admittedly bad. However, the game ran flawlessly. And it is the Windows version. Does it not have a native Linux port? But it runs via Proton. It has easy anti-cheat. But Respawn Entertainment enabled Proton support for their anti-cheat. So guess what? It runs basically native. Like, you would think it's a native Linux game. It runs amazing. Now, that being said, I did go through and configure the graphics settings. But I only did that because while the default settings worked, I didn't want to use that much power. This game, you can run Apex Legends maxed out, absolutely maxed out on the Steam Deck at 30 FPS locked at native resolution.
Wow.
It's insane.
That is crazy. The native resolution of the Steam Deck is 720p.
Correct. Well, 800p.
800p.
800p, which it did run at 800p. Like, there's a few games I've played that, like, oh, it doesn't support 800p for some reason. It only supports 16:9.
Yeah, so you get the black bars.
So you get the black bars. But the thing is, from going from 800p to 720p is such a small difference that I think the average consumer won't even notice. I think because...
And the display is the right size for 720p anyway.
Yeah, honestly...
It's pretty unlikely that your average consumer is going to notice.
I would run my games at 720p if that screen was 1080p.
What is the resolution of the Switch?
The Switch is 720p by 1280.
It's 720p,
yeah.
I think.
So yeah. Then it's effectively the same. And look at how well the Switch has done.
The new Switch
doesn't know or care, right?
Switch OLED, I think the screen is... slightly higher resolution, but they still run all the games at 720p.
Yeah, isn't it all the same? Because it's the same hardware.
Yeah, it's
so
just
to
OLED.
To go up, you would need more powerful hardware to drive that display.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit unfair for all of the games in their entire library to be developed for the 720p platform, and then they like release something else.
Yeah, like halfway through, they're like, oh, by the way, 1080p now, and then all your games are running at 15 frames a second or less. Yeah.
That being said, I still don't think I'm ready to switch to Linux for gaming full time. I think I will still have a Windows PC. That Windows PC will run all of my non-Linux compatible games, but it reassures me that I will be able to play them on the Steam Deck via the amazing Steam Remote Play feature.
Yes, which I tried yesterday.
Yes. How was your experience with that? I want to know.
It was beautiful. So I was playing Horizon Zero Dawn before the Steam Deck. I was playing it so that way I can try to pass the time in order to get the Steam Deck faster, because I got the email, and the moment between getting the email and getting the Steam Deck is like painful because you just can't wait for it to come.
Yeah.
So I was playing Horizon Zero Dawn, picked up the Steam Deck. Automatically, it found my desktop. I went over to Horizon Zero Dawn. It just let me just instantly start streaming it. Worked great, beautifully. I have a great router, though.
Well, to be fair, was this at your house or was this at your friend's house?
So first, it was locally at my house.
Locally at my house, I also tried it out, and it was beautiful. Like, it worked great at my house. I want to know what it was like over the network.
Yeah,
like,
so then I went to my friend's house, who also has really good internet.
Yeah, he's the one we borrow his internet for the server.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
He has gigabit internet.
We even touched that server in
ages. Me and Kyle
I touch
use it
all the time.
Yeah, okay. Use it for storage.
Because okay, I haven't touched that thing in like months, and I'm like, did Kyle just waste a whole shitload of money?
Oh yeah, it's really server? Funny. I'll sometimes go in and just see like who else is using it. I'm like, oh, I'm like the only one. Okay, that's fine.
I use it occasionally for like videos and stuff. That's all I use it for.
Also,
yeah, I'll occasionally dump something up there, but I haven't like helmed a video editor or anything in a while. So
yeah, also I sometimes use it when I'm at like friends' houses to force them to watch Naruto.
Oh, don't worry, I'm gonna use it soon. We're gonna have an official Casual Coders Minecraft server. You heard it here first.
Oh, good lord. Is this a lie or is this true?
No, I actually want to make an official,
there is no choice.
We already have an official vanilla server and it's hosted at Quentin's house. I want to make another official modded server. I just haven't released it to the public yet because I don't want them crashing our vanilla server.
Yeah, rip our server when that happens.
The
NAS is going to die. Someone's
we're going to get DOSed.
On fire. We're going to get DOSed, or DOSed.
All right, but anyway, so streaming from your home PC to...
Yes, I went over to his house. First of all, I walked in, and he was so excited for the Steam Deck also because it's super cool.
Isn't he the one getting it like soon? Like,
yeah, he got an email the wave right after us.
Okay.
So he's getting it soon. But he had a... I brought my mouse and keyboard with me, and he just happened to have a USB-C portable display that he already had for his own stuff. Mm-hmm. So I hooked up a USB-C cable, hooked up the mouse and keyboard, also worked just amazingly.
So you used it in desktop mode as a PC.
Yeah. And then I tried it in desktop mode and in handheld mode with streaming from my PC, and it worked flawlessly. Both times. I couldn't tell. I was Horizon Zero Dawn, which is not like a...
super reaction time-based game.
Exactly. So to me, I couldn't tell personally. So
that's what I intend to use it for. I don't think I'd play like Halo or like Counter-Strike streamed. I would definitely use it for like, well, maybe single player Halo, but I would not like play a competitive multiplayer game.
Yeah.
Like on
I was shocked though, because at home, my desktop PC is not wired into the network. It's over Wi-Fi.
Really? Mine's wired in. So I had that advantage.
Yeah. And it still worked great. I was shocked because it's Wi-Fi from my Steam Deck to Larry's router. You know, the internet between Larry's house and my house, and then from my house again over Wi-Fi to my PC back and forth. Worked great.
Yeah.
That's impressive. Any idea what like the bit rate of their streaming stuff is or anything? I know that they've got the hardware, like probably the hardware encoder.
Yeah, it's a hardware. So it uses your desktop's hardware encoder, and then
the Steam Deck's hardware decoder. Yeah. Right.
So it depends. So 720p, it's actually not that much. It's like 10 or 15. No, it's like 20 megabit.
20 megabit?
It's like 20 megabit.
So then it'd probably do badly for normal people internet that isn't like actually decent, right?
I think over your internet it would work still.
I mean, I consider normal person internet to be like 25.5 or 25 like 3.
It's weird because
3,
I think
some really
the current
bad,
national
like,
average is 1050.
1050?
So no, or 5010, excuse me, other way around. So it's 50 down like 10 up is like the national average right now.
I would assume it would be lower, to be honest. I live in the past. Everyone knows that I'm like 60
Wait,
years
Kyle,
old.
Kyle, I thought you paid for the higher up internet like I did.
I do, but the higher up internet's upload speed is terrible. Only the download speed is good.
It's only like 20. I think mine's upload speed is 20.
Oh, yeah. I think you also have one higher package than I. Don't you have a whole gigabit down?
No.
No.
No, I have the 400 220 package.
Okay. Maybe mine is 20, I don't know.
Yeah, but either way, Spectrum sucks, fuck you.
It should be symmetric. What the heck?
It should be symmetric.
It is gigabit to the outside of my house. They just won't do fiber to the home. They do fiber to the node, and the node is right outside my door, and it's so frustrating.
And you kept calling them, and they're like, I want fiber, I want fiber, I will pay you whatever you need, give me fiber, and they're like, no.
Doxis moment.
Doxis moment. Doxis moment. Honestly, I really can't, getting off topic of the Steam Deck real quick, I'm gonna go on a quick rant. Fucking roll out Doxis 4.0, god damn it.
What is Doxis again?
Doxis is how cable companies are able to do internet over copper. Doxis 4.0 is supposed to be it's not going to be symmetric, but it's going to 4x upload speeds for us.
Oh, man. So your upload's going to go from 10 to 40?
It's going
to
go
20 to 80.
It's going to go from, I think they said it's going to be it's going to be a 4-to-1 ratio. So it's going to be if you have 400 meg internet, you're going to get 100 up, which honestly, I will take over fucking 20.
Oh, that'd be great.
It would be way better.
Yeah, that'd be way better.
I don't think that was aggressive enough. Can you say that again?
Fuck you, Spectrum.
Isn't it everyone who's still using the old Doxis 3.0 whatever?
It's 3.2.
3.1 or 3.2, yeah.
Yeah, because the rollout. I actually asked them about that last time I talked to them on the phone.
Oh, that's funny.
I asked them, hey, when are you guys going to roll out Doxis 4.0? And they go, holy crap, how do you know about this? And I'm like, you don't need to know that. Just tell me when. And they go, probably the end of 2024. And I'm like, fuck.
That's so long.
So far away.
Well, they said COVID.
Where's the time skip machine? Said, I want to go just fall asleep in my bed and time skip to 2024.
The guy cited COVID, delayed it. And I'm like, yeah, okay, that's everything got delayed by COVID.
Yeah.
I don't want to hear it anymore. Anyway, I'm going back to the Steam Deck. So Kyle and I did not buy the same model. Kyle bought the 512. I bought the 256. I wish I had bought the 64.
Yeah.
I am leaning towards I wish I had bought
I got high tier, you got mid tier, you wish you got low tier.
I wish I got low tier because the low tier is the same. It's just the storage is different.
Yeah. The only difference is the storage between mid tier and low tier.
I don't know. What is the current theory, right? Is that they're slowing down the internal storage anyway to match that of the external SD.
Not current theory. I fully believe it because I could not tell a difference between the SD card and the SSD, and that is not the case. There should have been a noticeably faster. That's one of my complaints. It should have had a noticeably faster experience running the game off the SSD, but I didn't.
Hey, casual coder's idea, or project idea. SD card, or the SSD, pull that out and stick it in a desktop computer.
And benchmark it?
Benchmark it with Crystal Disk Mark or something, and then benchmark it again inside the Steam Deck with Crystal Disk Mark. I'm not sure if that'll work. I'm not sure if they're doing it at hardware level or software. Maybe
we couldn't use Crystal
Disk
Mark because Crystal Disk Mark does not have a Linux build, I believe.
I'm sure there's a Linux version of Crystal
Disk Mark.
There is.
You could just use DD and benchmark it with DD.
I think that'd be really interesting to do.
But yeah, but other than the fact that the storage is a bit slow, and so I'm just going to go to the cons. There's a few cons. I mentioned earlier that not all games are compatible. Anti-cheat is a big one. So a lot of online competitive and or just online games in general, you're not going to be able to play. Even games that aren't even that competitive, Chivalry doesn't work.
Wait, really?
Chivalry doesn't work because, and I'm pretty sure in the olden days, a lot of games used to have native Linux ports. Really? And then after Steam machines died, they just discontinued them and they never brought them back. And I'm like, Bring them back! Come on! But anyway,
but it doesn't work with Proton?
No, it doesn't work with Proton because they anti-cheat.
Chivalry is anti-cheat?
Yeah.
Why?
Good question. But then there are some games where the anti-cheat plays well with Proton, like the Battlefield games work, except for the new one. But we're not going to talk about 2042. I'm still mad about that.
Glad I didn't reserve it, and glad I didn't.
I have no idea what's going on, but I'm not a gamer.
It's
EA. I don't know.
All you need to know, it's EA.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah, but anyway, the Battlefield games work fine, but then a lot of anti cheat just doesn't work. I can't play Siege on that, and Siege is one of my favorite games of all time, and I can't play it because the anti cheat's borked.
You can stream it.
I could stream it, but why would I do that? At the same time, the only reason
you're the one who said you were keeping a Windows machine so that you could stream.
Correct, but if I'm at home and I'm playing a competitive game, I'm just going to use the fucking Windows PC.
What if you're not at home?
If I'm not at home, then I don't know if I'd bother playing a competitive game over being streamed over the internet.
What if you're at home and want to be on your couch in the living room?
Yeah, what if you're just having an exceptionally lazy day and all your friends are like, we want to play Siege?
And that would be the one case that I'd be like, fine, and then I'd stream it to my deck.
I've heard a lot of people with decks, in scenarios where they're supposed to be with their family out in the open, with, friends and stuff, they'll play the Steam Deck then because they can get their gaming in, but also still be around others. Where instead, normally when you're gaming, you're isolated at your PC, no one bothers you or whatever.
Well, yeah, for a PC gamer.
Get out of my room, Mom. I'm playing Minecraft.
So it does make it so that way you can like communicate more with your family.
Yeah, so yesterday when I got the deck, all I did was sit in my living room and like play the deck, which honestly, no one's home, so I could have easily gotten away with, well, let's say I could have gotten away with sitting in the room, but I have two demons of dogs. And when people are around, they aren't as bad. They don't tend to tear up furniture when humans are around. So I sit out in the living room. They don't tear stuff up. So I sit out in the living room and like, so they don't rip up the couch. Instead, I just sat on my Steam Deck. And me and Alex played game. I played games with Alex for about 4 hours last night on the Steam Deck the whole time. And it was an amazing experience.
Unplugged?
What?
Unplugged?
I was unplugged for the first 2.5 hours. So I figured out that Left 4 Dead, like on Left 4 Dead 2, with my settings, lasted about 3 hours. I might knock him down a hair. I think I could get it to last 4 in Left 4 Dead because it's a quite old game. It's quite light. And that's, oh, okay. So let's talk about non-Steam games real quick because I was using Discord to talk to Alex that whole time.
Yeah, I was shocked when we downloaded Discord and the mic quality was just amazing.
I was surprised as well. I was not expecting it to be as clear as it was. Yeah. I mean, it was way better than your wireless Bluetooth headphones, whatever like the pair was. Yeah,
that was like my high quality SteelSeries headset.
Yeah, right, exactly. And then the Steam Deck blew it out of the water.
Yeah.
Like I don't know, double the bitrate it sounded like. It was so much clearer, wider soundstage. It was more accurately reproducing his voice.
Yeah, I was like, I called Chandler, and I was like, I bet he's going to pick up, and then he picked up, how's it going, and I started talking to him, and Chandler sounded also really good, but he sounds so good, I thought he picked up on his desktop, and I was like, guess what, I'm on the Steam Deck, and when he was like, me too, I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
Same wavelength.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was so much fun. It was so cool being it. Which, okay, so I'm a little disappointed that, like, Discord is a bit clunky on the Steam Deck. I want them to make...
It was clunky in game mode for me. In desktop mode, it worked perfect.
Yeah, it was clunky in game mode. In desktop mode, it was fine. But I'm used to using Discord Linux desktop mode. Like, that's fine. I wanted to see how it would perform in game mode. Now, that being said, Discord cheats. They use Electron, so it's the same on all platforms. but... In game mode, what you have to do is you can add Discord to your library, your non-Steam game library, and then Steam recently added the ability to run multiple games and multiple applications at the same time. Apparently, when the deck launched, you couldn't. If you launched one application, it would kill the other one.
Yeah, I thought that's how it worked right now. I was wondering, because I recently added Discord as an on-game mode, just like you said. I launched Discord. I'm like, okay, now it's open, but now if I go to another game, I won't be able to
close. No, not anymore. Discord. You can just open up Discord and open up another game.
But how do you switch between the two then?
You hit the Steam button and then they're in the top of the list above your
home.
Oh,
there's just two of them listed there?
Yeah, whenever you open, if you have Discord open, and then I had BeamNG Drive being streamed from my desktop to my PC or to my deck, and then it just showed Discord, BeamNG Drive. And then I could just, with the touch screen or with the stick, just tap that one and it would switch to the application.
Oh, that's so cool.
And also, if the application is multiple windows, it will also list the multiple windows.
That means Spotify would probably work too now.
Spotify will work. And I know it does. I have it on there.
Oh, wow. When waiting, I also binged a bunch of Steam Deck videos, and they were also complaining, like, you can't play Spotify and play games at the same time.
They changed that because everyone was complaining about it. And Valve actually listens to their community.
Whoa.
Isn't that a novel concept?
Oh, that is, actually. It shouldn't be, but it is.
It really is. Yeah, that's so sad.
As per the conversation we had last night, Kyle, I mentioned that, Apple would never do this or whatever. And I'm like, more people need to be, or no, what did I say? Less people need to be the Apple of their industry. And you said, I would say the opposite. More people need to be the Valve of their industry. And I'm like, that's exactly right. Yep.
Yeah. Because you're trying to say like, Valve is like Apple. Wait, no. Valve is like Microsoft. Well. And so. it's not Valve is like someone. Like, people need to be like Valve.
Yeah. Yeah. That is very true.
It is one of the, I still think the deck is probably my favorite piece of hardware I own right now.
It's definitely up there for me.
Yeah, it is. My MacBook is now number two. It's been knocked down one.
Should we joke about the fact that my next big purchase is going to be an oscilloscope, and I'm going to be like these two? I'm going to be all giddy when the scope shows up, and yeah.
Well, that's one of the things.
It's going to be really funny.
The first application I installed on desktop mode on my Steam Deck was KiCad.
Yeah,
the PCB designing software. And
obviously, yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
To Ian, that's like an obvious choice. Like, you couldn't have done anything
you
else.
You couldn't have done anything
that's
else.
That's what you do.
Yeah,
what do you
absolutely.
Mean?
That's, like I'm going to get a Steam Deck, and it's going to be my portable PCB design.
And, like, now yeah. I've gone from, okay, there really isn't any games I want to play right now. I'm not really that excited for games coming out to, oh, my God, there's so many games coming. I have to play them all on the Steam Deck. They all have to work. And then, like, the new Spider-Man game's coming out, and I'm like, yeah, that's like, next purchase. I know, Quentin, you said you're excited. If you get the Steam Deck,
oh,
you're
yeah.
going to.
I reserved one like.
Oh yeah, you reserved one like 20 ago. Minutes ago.
Moments after touching the Steam yeah. Deck, he was like, "Oh."
I ordered one before, but then
he had the Steam Deck in his hands and he was pulling out his phone to place an order. Yeah.
So you ordered it. You said.
Yeah. I ordered this one. I ordered.
Well,
one.
Not ordered, but like reserved.
Reserved.
Oh yeah, yeah. Reserved. Yeah.
Yeah, I reserved one when it first came
Are
out.
They
I was
still doing reservations like, the, now.
Or yeah, yeah.
Within like the first 5 minutes. I was in a horrible, horrible area for service, but I just kept refreshing the page until it would let me do it.
I can't believe you got through. Like,
yeah, me and Kyle did not get through, but you did.
Yeah, and we were at home with our great internet, like, ready there, refreshing the page, and...
I was on my phone.
Oh, are you kidding me?
He was in his phone in the middle of nowhere, and it just...
The same thing happened to me with PS5s. Like, I still, to this day, have not bought a PS5. I've tried so many times. I refresh it at home.
Guess what? Quentin got one because he got super lucky with Best Buy.
Oh, my goodness.
It was GameStop. Not
oh,
Best
GameStop.
Buy.
Okay.
Oh, that's funny.
So, but I canceled my Steam Deck because I used to travel a lot for work, and I kind of thought to myself, I'm like, where would I use this? I'm home every night. Even when I'm on call, I'm still at home every night. I can get on my desktop and just play games that way. But lately, I've been thinking, like, man, late at night, if I just want to relax after a long day
and lay
at work,
in bed, but I still want to talk to my friends and play games.
Yeah. And I was like, maybe the Steam Deck's worth it. Or I'll just move my monitor over for the PlayStation 5.
And then you actually touched one and you're like, no, yeah, I need this. Yeah. I need this now.
But there were also some reasons with work and stuff. They did some restructures. That
also COVID, you know, so traveling was less and stuff too, I guess, so.
Yeah, they also did restructuring, so my pay was less, so I couldn't exactly afford the model that I reserved.
Did you reserve the highest end one?
I did.
Yeah.
So I canceled it. It just seemed like a more reasonable choice. But how I got through for the PlayStation, you can't do anymore. There were restock alert Twitters, and I followed like 30 of them.
So the second one of them tweeted, you're like, okay, gotta get the GameStop right now.
I was on Twitter for 2 days.
Oh, my God.
And then I was able to get one. I paid full price for everything I got in that bundle. I paid $600. I got the PlayStation 5, like 3 or 4 gift cards, and 2 controllers.
And he sold me one of the controllers for $40.
That is still by far the best controller I've ever used.
Oh, I agree. It's my favorite.
It's so cool. The triggers are actually
They are really neat.
And I have Horizon Zero Dawn, they're actually a reactive. You can actually feel them get harder when you have the bow.
They actually Correct. Are reactive to Rainbow Six Siege too.
Really?
On PC.
Based on like the weapon you have, it like figures
Yeah,
different.
Actually. It's really cool.
That's they so need cool. to they need to add those to the Index controllers. They gotta refresh the controllers
so,
with the adaptive triggers.
Speaking of like Valve hardware, there's rumors that the Deck 2 is actually going to not be a Deck 2 and it says it's going to be a Quest competitor.
It most likely will. Yeah.
I think the idea of having a Steam-based
Yeah,
like,
when do we
Quest?
Run the Vive Index? Or when do we run the Vive off of one of these? See if we can get the Vive to go.
Someone Kyle mentioned that someone played Beat Saber off of one of them, and it wasn't even running Windows.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Yeah, we could.
The thing that I thought was the crazy part is you mentioned it wasn't running Windows.
Yeah, it was doing it on Linux. That's crazy.
Ian, didn't you say Linux VR is just awful, though?
It has been in the past. It is
It might
possible.
Still be. They might have just, like,
yeah,
waved through the
I bet you Valve
is
like, I bet you whenever the Valve releases the their own standalone headset, I'm willing to bet
it's
money
gonna
that it's
run
going
Linux.
To run Linux.
Yeah, it's no questions asked. It makes sense.
Dude, I am going to, I will like, beg the Pavlov devs to, like, enable easy anti-cheat on Linux so that way we can play that on that device.
Yeah,
and you better believe
know.
That Valve, you, all right, Gaben, the second you release that headset, I will set my Quest 2 on fire.
Can I also make a request that you do better optimization for the screen so that way it doesn't give people like me headaches.
Oh yeah, Quentin's, oh dude, you are like, you have one of the worst VR like experiences I've heard. Like you get a headache every time you play it. Yeah. And you were like my first friend, he was the first friend I knew to get VR and he could not play it half the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Whenever I have a headache, it makes my headache worse, and whenever I don't have a headache, I get a headache.
He needs what an index rate have with a 144 hertz panel.
Yeah, no, I agree with that.
Actually drive that. The problem is the ability to drive
He has
that.
A 3080 just, Ti. He would be fine.
Oh, he has good. A 3080 Ti? Oh, yeah, I'll be good.
I'll be fine. It's just
he doesn't want to spend $1,000 on a headset that might give him headaches.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll let you return it. I don't know.
That, but also the Vive, I'm worried about the Index because it has been kind of a while since it's been released. Like how soon will they
two
make
years.
Another one?
I'm hoping for an Index 2. I'm just not
I don't
sure
think they're
going to
make an Index
2.
I'm still leaning
not.
Towards they're
going
to
like
make the
going
Quest competitor.
Alone. Yeah.
Cuz that's like Facebook owns the VR market right now.
Yeah, if you've seen the Steam hardware surveys, you've seen that
it's like 54 to 50 to 60% of the VR market on Steam
is just Quest
2. And there is a huge chunk of people who own Quest 2s who don't own a PC.
Yeah.
There's a massive chunk of people. And
they did a great job.
That's their market
honestly.
Segment. That's their market target, right? Like the Switch and like the Steam Deck, it's targeting people who don't have full-blown PCs or who don't have the funds to have a full-blown PC.
Or if they have a full-blown PC, you know,
it's like a laptop or it's like an HP, whatever
yeah,
the
but
heck.
But even with people who own a full-blown PC, the Quest 2 was competitive enough that I bought it over another competing device. Because it was like, okay, well, I could. One, I already had an Oculus Rift S. But
a lot of that depends on politics, too, though.
Yeah. Well, I already had a Rift S. And the problem I had with it is that it had a wire. I hated the wired VR experience. I kept getting tangled up in the wire. It would get all fucked up. And then I'd get tired of it. So I'm like, all right, for $300 minus $150, because I was going to sell my headset to my brother, I could get a Quest 2 and I'd have a wireless VR experience. And I'd have the option to also take it with me and do standalone VR.
Yeah, that standalone VR, it was, I did not believe when it came out that it could be possible. With the because they just
it
had
has
cameras.
The same processor as my Pixel 2. Did you know that?
Yeah, it has. It was like mobile specs, basically.
It was
didn't
a, it was
have
a
the
phone
vibe
strapped to your face.
It's needed. Yeah, it was just like a phone.
Oh, the original Quest.
Yeah,
the original Quest.
The original Quest has like a Snapdragon 835 or something. Like
yeah,
it is literally
a literal
a
mobile
sure
processor.
The original Quest is really bad though.
No, it was really good, just as well.
Yeah,
only
Kyle, don't
Quest,
you own both?
I have both still to this day. The only difference between the Quest 1 and Quest 2 are the load times, basically. It's put a beefier processor in it.
Yeah, and the Quest 2 also has a way higher res screen.
Yeah, it does have a high resolution screen and stuff, and it's lighter. So there are
and
a lot
it's
of,
lighter. There's a lot of benefits.
There's a lot of benefits, but the Quest 1 was also a best-in-class system, I'd say, for sure.
You don't need to bench press using your neck to wear it.
I don't know. I always just assumed that the Quest was really bad.
The crazy thing, though, was the tracking, because up before, until
I already
the Quest
had inside-out
out
tracking, so for me to go to the Quest was natural. That's what the Rift S already did.
Oh, yeah. It was my first experience with inside-out tracking. I was like, I had an experience with inside-out tracking, but it was a terrible experience.
Yeah, because you used a HoloLens. Those were, like, not the best.
No, the HoloLens was okay, actually. The HoloLens was also, like, $3,500. So I didn't really count
it. Better
it,
be okay you know? For that, yeah.
So...
At least it wasn't yours. At least it was a university's.
Yeah, it was university's, so I didn't... Yeah. The HoloLens is really cool. I'm very tempted to buy one even today.
Actually. Oh, no. No.
The Quest... I wouldn't even buy the HoloLens. I'd buy the HoloLens 2 also.
Yeah. Is that even more expensive?
It's slightly more expensive, yeah. But it's
there's
so cool.
Rumors. speaking of new devices, there's rumors that there's going to be a Quest Pro. It's going to cost about $1,000.
I'm excited.
Yeah, well...
Hey, as long as that doesn't include the weird Facebook bullshit, that's fine by me.
Well, no.
They actually, on the WAN show, I recently found out that you no longer need a Facebook account.
Oh, yeah, I was ranting to Ian about this. I'm fucking pissed.
Why?
I'm furious. Because the entire... Like, when I first got my Quest, you just need an Oculus account for, like, the first 2 or 3 months I owned it. Then they're like, oh, well, starting in January, you have to have
a Facebook account.
So I'm like, all right, well, I'm going to forget to do this, so I'm just going to do it now. And I switched over to a Facebook account. And now you don't need a fucking Facebook account to use it! What the fuck?
Okay, but to be fair... You don't need a Facebook account to use it, But you do need a Meta account.
Yes, but that Meta account is not necessarily linked to my real name. My Facebook account is.
I'm sure if you go and read their terms of service, it's probably still going to be forcefully linked to your real name.
No.
I do think actually that they've really been trying to open up, and a lot of their policies recently have been.
Well, okay, according to Wan Show, I was literally listening to this episode of the Wan Show on the way here. By the way, according to the Wan Show. He said that they want you to put in a name, but apparently it doesn't. There's no like proof that that's your name. You can put in like John Smith, and it would take it.
That's cool.
So
for now,
yeah, for now at least.
Which I still absolutely hate Facebook's data practices, but that's a topic for another podcast.
Yeah, I've been impressed with their new data practices, like all of their AI that they've been developing. They like open source even more than OpenAI.
Yeah, which
and that is crazy to me.
I'm a little disappointed in OpenAI. The OpenAI is only open because their research is open. Their actual AIs are not open.
Yeah, but for Facebook, it's the opposite.
Which is fun though, because someone then, as the internet probably knows, DALL-E Mini was like a huge meme. Did you know that that has nothing to do with OpenAI?
Yeah, it was based on the research practice.
It was literally so like they read the guy read the research paper
and recreated it.
Yeah, and just redid it. And then release it open source for anyone to use.
Oh, but DALL-E was still made by OpenAI.
It was, yeah, but the guy literally replicated it using their research.
And called it DALL-E Mini.
And call it DALL-E Mini. And then I think he convinced Google to like pay for his training.
I think he did, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Google had weird stuff where they were hosting like servers and stuff.
No, they still do. It's called Colab.
Yeah.
You can just sign up for it. But the problem is if you want like, it's good for hosting things. It's good for research. But like, if you want to do anything intense, like it gets really expensive really fast.
Yeah,
they give you a shocking amount for free though.
They do.
Yeah, and then they give you like 4 gigs of VRAM or something.
Yeah, they give you 4 gigs of VRAM, and it's but it's not
gigs of hard drive.
It's not that much. It's like 32 gigs of hard drive space.
I thought it was 64.
Maybe it is.
I thought it just mounts your Google Drive.
Actually, no. I think it's what it does. I think it just mounts your Google Drive.
Yeah.
But either way, it's pretty impressive. But it doesn't use an NVIDIA GPU. It uses the Google TPU, TensorFlow Processing Unit.
That makes sense.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah.
Which, I don't know how much, I'm sure Kyle knows this, I don't know about you guys, but TensorFlow is the person who primarily funds TensorFlow is Google.
Yeah.
So, of course, they made their own custom processing units, which I was actually looking into buying one because I thought it would be fun to research with.
Weren't those little USB?
They have one that's the Coral. They have a USB TPU that has like 8 TPU units or something. And it'll run off a Pi. But the one I was looking at the full fat one that Linus reviewed that had 32 TPUs in it.
Is that an actual like PCIe card?
It is an actual PCIe X8 card.
Interesting.
And it has active cooling on it. Mm. I think it's made by Asus actually, like in collaboration with Google.
That a lot of chips today decent. Or a lot of phones today come with the TPU chip in them. iPhones.
His
too.
Does.
Yeah.
The Pixel 6 has a TPU chip in it.
Yeah.
That's how it does the fancy image processing where it can make people disappear out of a picture.
Which is so cool.
I was like, I saw that feature and I thought about buying the device for that feature because it was so cool.
But can you remove people from videos?
No.
I don't think you can yet. No.
Not yet.
Maybe that'll be the Pixel 7.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, soon,
well, the 7's coming out soon,
I think. Well, speaking of phones, I'm going to try to transition topics here. I'm debating what my next phone should be.
What are your runners?
I really want a Fold 3, but I don't want to spend the money.
I think I know what you should get.
I know. I actually don't know what you think.
Oh, I know what you think, too. I have a guess. I think I know where
Do you think I should go full soy?
He's going to need some.
I should go full soy. I should wait for the iPhone 14 and get the iPhone 14.
It's Soylent time, boys. We're going to the store.
Now, is that because I already have...
Can you save that before and after photo? Yeah, can you save both of these?
Maybe.
Like, it's so cool.
Soy, 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 soy.
Tell me why. I want to know why.
You have, what is your main computer that you use for?
A MacBook Pro.
Oh, yeah, you can.
So defeated.
What integrates beautiful, oh, man, that is so cool. Quentin just took a photo of our camera setup.
And he erased the camera.
And he erased the camera.
Wait, what? I got to see this.
Yeah, that is so cool.
All right, pass the device.
Swipe.
Swipe?
Yeah, so...
Okay, so there's the camera.
There's the camera.
And the camera's... Okay, yeah, I can still see where the legs
are.
Yeah, he didn't actually erase the legs, I noticed, in the drawing. I bet if you erase the legs, too, it would be better.
It erased this bottom right leg.
Can you manually, like, tell it, okay, hey, I want this out of it, too?
Yeah. from what I understand.
I can make out where the top of the camera was.
Yeah, you can still, it definitely sells artifacts, but I think the average person is not going to notice that.
Yeah,
you
the are, average person isn't going to notice that at all.
Yeah. But anyway, so you think
it
that
would take
because,
you hours in Photoshop, you know? Like,
no, it wouldn't. Context of where Phil will pull that out. Be gone.
Yeah, see, they probably added that, yeah. In old Photoshop, it would take
in
hours.
In old Photoshop, it would be hours okay, of like so matching pixels.
Back,
and, yeah.
back to the topic at hand. So yeah. Why do you think I should buy an iPhone?
Yeah, so that I can mod it to USB-C, obviously.
It's how you can get all the advantages of being in their ecosystem. You're already using their ecosystem.
I've already explained to you that if the iPhone 14 is USB-C, which I know it won't be, I will buy one.
Welcome to your cage. But
the problem is, I agree that the iPhone should be USB-C. The problem is that they're not going to do it without
Kyle, I can't
like,
justify buying a fuckload of lightning cables.
You just need one.
When you have cereal, what kind of milk do you use? Is it soy?
Yeah, apparently.
Would be worth it.
Ironically, I fucking hate soy. Anyway.
I think that's a lie.
Yeah, just the trifecta of having an iPhone plus an iPad plus
and I already have Apple-made earbuds.
Yeah. So basically, he's gotten into the cage and he's locking the cage closed so that he can't go to a PC or anything afterwards.
I'm still
going to
be using
his iPhone.
Even all of
the
Mac people I know.
All
of the Mac people I know have gaming PCs still.
I don't know. You're going to slowly just never use Windows again.
You know what? I'm fine with that. Give me Linux gaming. I'm okay with that.
Welcome to the walled garden.
Yeah, a lot of the Mac people I know also have a gaming PC, and that's fine.
It's fine. That's what I'm going to probably end up doing.
For productivity, you'll probably end up using a Mac. Like, you'll be looking at something on your phone, and you'll be like, oh, yeah, and you'll, like, copy something, and then you'll go to your...
And just paste, and it'll work.
Paste, and it just works. No, like, sending it to yourself through Telegram or Discord
well,
or something.
Kyle, you actually have the ability to do the full trifecta. You have a MacBook Pro, and you have an iPhone in a drawer somewhere, and you have an iPad. Why haven't you done this?
So... Okay, my reasoning is, I don't know if you've ever seen how many apps I have on my phone.
You do have a lot.
Yeah, like 300 apps.
300? Dude, I have like 50, maybe.
Yeah, like I develop my own applications all the time on my Android device. I use it to bootload my Switch really often. I use it to...
So you actually have like legit utilitarian reasons to have an Android phone.
Yeah, and iPhone should let me use these apps on their systems,
but they don't.
So that's
without paying
why.
For an Apple developer license.
Even if you pay for an Apple developer license, you would need to get added to like the test flight betas of all the people who develop these systems. And they're not going to go through and just add all these people to their test flights.
Yeah.
And when I get added, it only works for like a year or two as well.
See, I don't. I literally use, I could, I already know for a fact I could switch to iPhone and I would have no loss in functionality.
Yeah, so then you should for sure.
Actually, I would gain functionality. My new car only has CarPlay.
What do you mean that?
Yeah, I think it's clear. We're going to have to go to the store and buy him some Soylent.
Yeah, we need to.
Yep. Shit, after on our lunch break, we might go to the Apple store.
We do a lot of inspections in like plastic plants, and you know some of the stuff is made of silicon.
You mean soy?
Yeah.
You mean soy? Soy plastic.
Yeah.
Well, actually, that's what. Did you know that PLA is derived from soy?
I did not.
I think this is perfect. We should buy him a spool of PLA as well. He can be a fucking soy boy.
It's derived from corn and soy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ironically, though, you still have not tried Soylent yet, have you?
Why would I? Why? I have you not
have
seen
you
me
tried
eat?
Soylent?
I have. They sponsor hackathons regularly.
Oh yeah, right. We were talking about this. Were we talking about this on a podcast?
No, we weren't. We were talking about this just like in. I remember this conversation.
Oh,
You guys were calling me soy boy. I just got the MacBook.
Yeah, because you are a soy boy. It's proven. It's
even though I'm not the one here who is currently driving a Tesla.
Yeah, but you're about to be. You wanted to
no,
buy an EV.
No, I don't. I wanted,
you
to,
wanted
buy,
to buy an
okay,
EV.
Okay,
you
were right.
Enough.
No, that's because
EVs
that.
Are superior.
I wanted to buy an EV, but I did not want a Tesla. I have said many, many times. I do not want a Tesla because of the quality control issues.
But have you been in the Tesla?
Yes, I have. You literally like broke my fucking neck the one time because you gave me no warning.
Just can we fit in the
shut
Tesla?
Up.
Sorry, I have to listen to the Young Gravy.
It's right. Okay. Speaking, I too am a soy boy because I would like to buy a Tesla, but if I had the funds to buy a Tesla, I'd just buy a 911 Turbo because it's a better car.
Yeah, but then you're also paying thousands of dollars a month in gas because it's a 911 Turbo.
Yeah, so, well, you know, I've already paid that much extra for the 911 Turbo because it's a $200,000 car versus a $60,000 car, so I can afford the gas at that point. Let's be honest.
That's fair. Speaking of Tesla, someone at this table has never ridden in a Tesla, and I think we need to let him experience it.
What time it is after the podcast?
Yeah, here. We need to let him. I know.
Should I grab the full fat camera when we do this as well?
Sure. I'll hear that.
Because like at first I'm thinking, because like you have time to go to lunch with us.
Yeah, I have time to go to lunch with you.
Okay, cool. So we're going to do that, and you're going to break his neck, okay,
we're gonna
Kyle?
Do it pretty fast.
He'll be ready. He'll be ready.
Hope you're ready.
As enticing as that terminology sounds.
We're going to lunch. We're going to break your neck. Don't worry.
So, no, seriously, the first time I rode in that Tesla, okay, I was talking to Kyle. I was leaning over like this, and out of nowhere, Kyle fucking floors it, and I'm like, ah!
We had just gotten onto the ramp to the highway. That's where you floor it.
That's exactly where you floor it.
There's no speed limit on ramps for a reason.
No, there is. There's a speed limit. You can still be arrested for reckless, apparently.
There's a speed.
That's all right. We're not doing it for us. We're doing it
so
for Dale.
So I actually won't post that TikTok we made.
There's a speed limit, but there's not
an
acceleration.
Yeah, only once the car
limit.
Gets turned back in.
No,
right?
I won't post it at all.
Oh, all right.
You know why? Because we went more than 15 over, and that is, I think,
hey,
believe-
you just admitted
you,
it. We got to
what
cut
are you
that.
Talking about? We didn't do that.
Yeah.
Okay.
We allegedly
went 15 over. And in the state of Ohio, that is a specific, damn it, what I mean? It is sometimes punishable by license suspension.
15? 15 I've never
is.
Heard that.
Yes, it is. It is yeah. 15
I thought
over.
It was 25 over.
It's generally 25.
Yeah. Maybe it is 25. Maybe my mom just told me that so I wouldn't speed as much.
Honestly, that's probably true knowing how you drive.
Yeah.
Man, you still drive your car like crazy? You drive like 95?
I get 42
down.
Miles per gallon, so I'm going to say no.
Fuck
I actually...
You. What? I didn't know.
He's mad because he drives a truck.
Oh, sorry. Don't worry. We can pump that up. I get 65 miles to the gallon.
Fuck you, too.
I wonder how many miles to the gallon the Tesla gets.
Actually, the EPA has a rating for that.
Oh, well, it's the estimated miles
the
per gallon.
The estimated miles
Whatever.
Per gallon. I think the Tesla Model 3 gets like 120.
Yeah, but how often he has to recharge his car, you know, compared to me. Yeah.
I love you guys, but fuck you guys.
Yeah, no problem, bro.
To be fair, yeah, the F-150 is not the best on gas, is it?
21 miles a gallon.
For a truck, that's not bad.
Hey, that was
for a truck, that's pretty good.
That was about the
That's
time.
What my Mazda gets, actually.
Yeah, that was close to the Honda Pilot,
Well,
honestly.
Your Mazda gets that for gas mileage? What the
Whoa,
fuck is in your Mazda?
That's really sad.
Yeah, that's horrible. I think
it's an older car, though.
Cameron's Mustang gets better fuel mileage than that. What the fuck?
I think our 2010 Honda Pilot was around 17 miles to the gallon.
Oof.
So, hey, you're doing better than a Honda Pilot.
Yeah.
Nothing out of V... Well, that thing is a V6 too, but you have a V6 turbo.
Twin turbo.
No,
Twin
the Pilot turbo. Did the weird, like, V6/V4 or V3 thing where
oh,
it would
eco
toggle
mode?
Cylinders, and yeah, it was weird.
Or it was VTEC.
It's okay. If I didn't work at the job I worked at previously, I probably would have a very, very fuel-efficient vehicle.
Like a Tesla? No, I'm kidding.
No. I would like to get an electric car, but it won't be a Tesla. It'll be a DeLorean that I
he wants
engine
to
swap.
He wants a Tesla swap, a classic DeLorean.
That sounds like so much effort.
Sounds
yeah,
like
but,
it'd be awesome.
But, who's the electrical engineer at this table?
oh, no. The electrical engineering side of the table is going to have a field day. Well, yeah. You're not, but I will.
Is that actually
effort.
A project that you guys would be interested in doing in like 5 years when he can afford it?
I would absolutely
I have
love
2 years
to.
Left
so
on my...
Cool.
On my loan for
so
my
once
truck.
You're done paying off your truck, you're going to go yes. and spend a lot more money, and we're going to Tesla swap a DeLorean.
Actually, it'll cost me $10,000 less than what I paid for the truck.
That's really sad. We're going to need to bring in a Mech-E, though, because I'm not a good enough Mech-E to deal with all the engine mounting and the stuff for that.
Kyle has a guy for that, I'm sure.
All right,
we'll pull friends. But
you've got connections too, Chandler. You're the connections guy.
Oh, yeah, I'm the guy.
You're the guy. Yeah, I know this guy who knows this guy who knows this guy's cousin.
I
right.
feel like sometimes I'm Chandler's, like, guy for him. Like, he's the guy because he knows me who knows people sometimes. Like, he's like,
that
I have is, a guy because Kyle's a guy.
Yeah, that's,
no,
that's
how I am.
Yeah.
I have a guy because Cameron knows this guy who works at this big Fortune 500 company. That's literally what I do.
I know this guy. Who
it's called networking,
company.
My guy.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
what you're
good.
Supposed to do.
100%.
Yeah, it is true.
How do you think I'm going to get, like, jobs in the future? Is be like, hey, can your friend at Apple send me a referral?
Yeah.
So I can become the ultimate soy.
The ultimate.
He's ascended.
Oh my god, he's just a soybean.
I am now one under Tim Cook.
He sees Steve Jobs' face.
No, oh my gosh, if I would get fired from Apple because I'd be like, you have to support Linux, god damn it, and start screaming at them about it. I'd get fired.
You'd walk in the first day talking some shit about Linux
it'd
and they immediately kick you out, yeah.
Did you say a competitor?
Did you say Linux? Get the fuck out.
Security.
Security. Even though they're literally Unix based.
Yeah, they use the same kernel, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, they use a custom kernel that they call Darwin.
Oh. That custom Unix kernel that they made?
Yeah, which it's based on open or FreeBSD or something.
Oh no, Linux.
Oh, Unix. BSD is Unix.
Yeah.
But it's close enough.
By the way, we were talking about new devices and cars. Chandler, you got a new car.
Yes, I did. We mentioned it a few minutes ago. It gets 42 mpg. It's a 2019 Toyota Camry.
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. As of today, it is mine.
Do I jump in with the potentially offensive things?
Just say it.
Go ahead. Okay. So I watched a documentary the other day. I have no idea how true this is at all. It could be 100% fake, but you should probably run the VIN on your vehicle and make sure that it's not stolen.
Does Carvana have an issue with that?
Oh, they have many issues. You should also be prepared to file a lawsuit against Carvana to get the registration for the vehicle, because it's very likely that it'll take a year or two for you to actually receive
that. They literally sent me a text message this morning that said, "We're sorry, it's going to take longer to do your registration because of COVID."
Yeah, continue to expect to receive those for possibly a year and a half.
I am going to hound them, because right now, like, if I don't get the registration for my car, I can't fucking drive it in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah,
there are many people who have filed lawsuits because they've never received registration. They've been forced to just drive this, you know, paperweight around without registration, without insurance, etc., etc.
I'm gonna have to. Well, I won't do that. I will sooner sue them before I actually drive an uninsured car around, because in the state of Ohio, that is punishable by jail time.
Yep. So be prepared to file that lawsuit.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah, allegedly, but I got a text message this morning, and they have 45 days. To get me my registration.
Isn't it legally 30?
No, it's 45 on my tags.
All right.
I think legally it is 30, though. I think the dealer have to give it to me in 30 days, but my tags are good for 45. My tags expire on the 13th.
And I guess there's a whole bunch of other weird stuff where, the company owners just sell off a whole ton of shares when it's good and then immediately buy them back when their, stock is super low.
That's not illegal. That's allowed.
They have weird clauses inside of their company that states that their shares have 10x voting power over every other share as a public.
That's also allowed, but
it's
frowned upon.
It's allowed, but it's frowned upon, sure. And there's just some other weird stuff. I don't know, people receiving stolen cars, undocumented damage, which you've experienced.
That I did experience. I was a bit pissed because I was actually writing a blog post about my Carvana experience, and I need to finish it, but the TLDR is...
People have received
overall, it's been better than me going to an actual dealership. But, however, that is not a very high bar to clear.
I had a fine dealership.
No. Dude, all the dealerships I've talked to right now in 2022, fucking awful.
I bought my car in November when
you bought your car right after COVID hit.
And they were like, "Oh my God, we got to sell cars." So I was just walking around. I'm like, yeah. Okay. We pulled $3,000 off the sticker on that. Yeah. All right. Whatever. Sure. So,
and now you'll walk in and there'll be a sticker price and they'll be like,
sorry, it's $5,000 over that.
Yeah. That's the sticker price.
You have to pay. You have to pay $80,000.
That literally happened to me.
Yeah.
Did it?
Yes. I was going to buy a Kia K5. I called them up and I'm like, "Well, I'm interested in buying a Kia K5 new. On your website, it says it's $27,000. He goes, "No, it's not."
Yeah.
What do you mean? The HTML's right here.
The page is right here. And he goes, "That car is $32,500 is the lowest I'll take. I'll let you take it for 30.
Is it? Was that, you were telling me that, isn't Kia, if they find out that a dealership is
I might report them.
Yeah, do it.
Because in Kia, Kia, Ford, and Hyundai, which Kia and Hyundai are the same company, they put out a statement that said, "If we catch you marking up our vehicles, we will just cut you off and you're not allowed to sell any more cars."
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that's why I'm not specifying which dealer it is, but I'm very tempted to
Chandler gets a dealership closed.
And then Chandler gets closed.
Yeah, it's Hyundai, Kia, Genesis, which are all the same.
Yeah. So what I'm probably going to have to do is which Carvana, other than the fact that they haven't sent me my registration and they sent me a thing, which I have the information on that car. So I know it's not stolen. It's from North Carolina. It has a good service record. However, it has some cosmetic damage that was not documented, and I've already spoken with Carvana. They are going to pay for me to get it fixed.
You hope.
Yeah, I hope. And if they don't, I will raise hell. It's not actually that much cosmetic damage. I can show you guys after the show. It's really not that bad. Honestly, I would not have noticed it if people had not pointed it out to me. We'll put it that way. But now that people have pointed it out to me, I can't fucking not see it. So I need to get it fixed.
I did not notice it. So
yeah, you didn't notice it on first glance.
I didn't look super closely, I didn't notice.
There is door dings that they did document though, and that I was like, okay, whatever. Those are little dents. I don't really care. I'm not that much of a. I like my car to look nice, but I'm not that much of a stickler. I'm going to take care of this a lot better than I took care of my SUV, though.
That's one of the reasons why I'm a little afraid to get such an expensive car, is I'm afraid I won't want to take it places because I'd be afraid of, like, damaging it.
Oh, but you're totally fine driving around your friend's expensive car.
Well, my friend's expensive car...
is technically owned by by Tesla, not owned by him.
Yeah, it's not owned by him anymore, basically.
It's not owned by him anymore?
Well, it won't be in, like, a month. You know, it's, like, the end of the lease. So.
But you could still totally screw that up if you crash that car or get hit or something, right?
That is true, I guess. Yeah. But I don't know. I'm not worried as much about that.
Here's the text message I got. I actually got it yesterday in the middle of the night. We're at night while I was playing games, so I didn't notice it. Hi, Chandler. This is Carvana checking in. We hope you are well. Due to the impact of COVID-19, there may be some delays in registering your new Camry. Rest assured, we will continue to update you as things develop, and you can respond to this message with questions.
Year and a half of delay. Sorry, I don't know. I could be way wrong still.
I'm going to say, when will I get my registration before my tags expire?
Yeah, that's a good question.
That is a good question, because it's unlikely, apparently. I don't know. I guess they refreshed some guy's tags like 3 times and then just stopped doing it. So that he had to go to like the local news station to get the local news station or the local attorney general to pick it up. And then the executive support team immediately reaches out and resolves the issue.
So, honestly, yeah. Honestly, if they renew my tags, I don't care.
That's like LTT deals with a lot of companies, and then they'll give LTT special treatment because, you know, they're tech companies.
So. Honestly, I'll reach out to one of my car YouTubers that I know.
Hey, like, it's like regular YouTube where you have to go and complain at Team YouTube on Twitter to actually get shit done.
Yeah, Linus got like contacted by YouTube team because he kept complaining about an issue with YouTube.
Yeah, you have to complain on Twitter.
Well, I know for a fact, though, there's a few notes about my car that I'm going to do. First of all, I don't like telling people I got it from Carvana. I'm very honest with you guys because, you know, internet.
And the rest of the world.
And the rest of the internet. But I don't like telling people I got the car online because they look at me like, what the fuck? You got a car online?
That's like the new way to do it.
Honestly, Haley's mom was the most excited about it when the car came because she thought it was the coolest thing ever that I mail ordered a car.
No way.
Yeah, when Carvana showed up, she was more excited than I was. She's like, oh my God, Carvana's here. Chandler, your car's here. And I'm like, what? Okay, Judy, it's not yours. Like, chill.
It's like my mom being so incredibly excited over the Tesla.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Every time, constantly. Apparently, she's telling stories to her coworkers and like every single new person who comes over. It's like, Tesla ride, Tesla, Tesla. So it's really funny.
That's exciting.
Who's the soy boy now, huh?
With my family. Yeah, right.
You're going to have to buy one.
I'm not going to.
But so far...
I should follow Rich Rebuilds. I'll LS swap a Tesla instead.
Ew. You are ruining the whole point of getting a Tesla.
I'm okay with that. I'll help you with that.
It's a cool,
I would rather do the opposite.
Car.
I would rather Tesla swap.
It's
a different
way
vehicle.
Cooler. The Tesla swap's been overdone, but the LS swap Tesla...
What's an LS swap?
An LS is the V8 engine from like Corvette. The Dodge Challenger Corvette.
Yeah. It's a Corvette, Chevrolet.
Yeah. Chevrolet, yeah, there you go. It's a Chevy engine. It's a V8, so you V8 swap a Tesla. Obviously, why? All right, so then the next question is, why would you V8 swap a Tesla?
Yeah, why would you make the Tesla worse? I'm
confused. And the answer is, because you can't otherwise fix it. If you get in a collision or a crash with a Tesla, or you maybe purchase a salvaged Tesla, you cannot repair it. Tesla will not sell you parts. They will not give you frame pieces. You either have to buy them on eBay, if you can, and then even if you fix the Tesla, there is a very good chance that you immediately lose supercharging. They'll just kill it off, and you'll be unable to charge this car that you have at any of their supercharging stations above level, like, 1. So as if it's just coming out of a 110-volt AC socket.
Yeah, since driving the car, I realized unless you're traveling, like, a lot, you never actually have to use the supercharger. I didn't realize that. I'm just like,
that's what I keep telling people, because when people are like, aren't you worried about the range? I'm like, no, I don't go far enough away from my house that I have to worry about it.
280 miles in a single day is really strange, you know?
Yeah. I drove this car 1,000 miles in a week, though.
It's a lot. I don't know. I feel like it's doable easily enough, especially if you're in the Midwest or some area where it's bigger and urban and there's huge, vast distances between you and your neighbor, right?
Yeah.
That's where it becomes a bigger issue.
Well, yeah, like, I could not live at my dad's house with a Tesla. My dad drives 1 hour and 10 minutes to work every day. And while he could make it to work and back on a Tesla, on one charge in his Tesla, he would come home with, like, 100 miles left on his battery. because he drives highway driving, stop and go traffic in the early in the morning and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
So he would probably not be able to utilize it. However, me, on the other hand, I only drive 30 minutes to school, and I work from home. Like, when I don't go to school, I'm at home.
So like, he drives like 150 miles a day then?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's doable.
You actually think that would be doable? Yeah, yeah, but in stop-and-go traffic, like, Teslas are not, like, in the city, they're more efficient than a normal gas vehicle, but they still have, they can't overcome physics. It takes more work to get the car moving than it does to keep the car at speed. So when you're in stop-and-go traffic, you're losing range constantly.
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm talking about. It's like in the early a.m., if you're in stop-and-go traffic, like, your range is not going to be that full 300 miles that Tesla advertises. It's going to go down by a lot.
I mean, the advertised thing is in perfect lab conditions anyway, probably down a hill the whole way, or at least on 100% perfect.
I'm honestly
flat.
Impressed that Toyota undersold my car's mileage.
Really?
Yeah. I get about 42 on the highway, even though Toyota advertises as 39.
I have also found that the car's falsely report, at least my Toyota vehicle.
It's optimistic.
It's very optimistic. Up to 10 miles an hour, or up to 10 miles per gallon optimistic.
Okay.
Like, I did the math, and I don't know how accurate it was. I, you know, put in however many gallons of gas at a pump, marked down the mileage it was, and then drove, and then used another pump to pump it full of gas and see where it topped it off, and then I could subtract the two mileages and divide by the amount of gas to figure out how many miles per gallon.
So my car only cost me about $10 less than my SUV did to fill up at the pump. However, it can go about 100 more miles on a tank. So I think in that case, it evens out because, well, it costs about the same to fill up. I don't fill up as often.
Yeah.
So it's not as big of a deal.
Do you know what size your tank is?
It's like 13 gallons.
Interesting. I know that my car is 11 and a half gallons.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah. And then it's got the Toyota four cylinder in it.
So you guys are only spending about $50 in gas, right?
$55 is my last time when I ran it to E. Well, the only time I ran that car to E, it was $55 to fill it up.
I'm pretty sure it's usually about $30 at a pump for me.
I don't buy gas
for a long SD. Yeah, right. I don't actually know how good
I am. Did your dad make you help pay the power bill now or something?
I have already been paying the power bill since I moved in. Since my dad is a guy who like turns off his light bulbs all the time.
Turning off the lights is different, but like just sitting in the dark because you don't want to pay the electricity bill. That's
my
the
dad does
part.
Not turn on the AC or the heater either. He'll just put on a coat or take off his coat.
Oh no, I couldn't do that. I need fucking AC. AC
crazy.
Is needed.
So now when I got in, I'm like, Dad, we're not living like this. I'll pay you. He's like, it's expensive. And I'm like, I'll pay the $100. It's worth it.
I don't know. That's not all that
when
expensive.
When you make money, quality of life is over. Like Kyle and I were just discussing that last night. Because I'm like, it is easier for me to just order Instacart instead of going to the grocery store. And with how much I get paid an hour, it's actually worth it to me to just do that instead of actually going to the grocery store when I could be working.
Yeah, because you're saving time and right.
It's about $100 for me to fill up my gas
tank. Oof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I have a 22-gallon tank.
Truck life.
How often do you fill up?
Yes.
A lot.
Very often, I reckon, yeah.
Past 3 weeks,
this morning, when he was on his way here, he texted me, let me go get a loan so I can fill up my truck.
Yeah. Honestly, that tracks.
Past three weekends, because I went to Cleveland the past two.
Ooh, yeah, that's a long way.
From, where you live, it's like an hour and a half drive almost.
Hour?
Yeah, but even then, you're on the highway 70, 80 miles an hour.
Yeah,
you're burning fuel like crazy.
Yeah, 70 miles is a long way in a truck.
I went to a Cleveland Guardians game, and then I went to a concert.
That's exciting.
So,
did you just spend the night there?
No.
Be cheaper?
I probably would be, but no, I didn't.
But anyway.
You like Connor, just live in a tent somewhere out there, right? Just bring a tent in your truck or even just live in the truck, right? Yeah. There you go. You
just got put a mattress in the bed.
Yeah, right.
I have halfway thought about doing that at times. Just finding a Walmart parking lot and just.
Oh, you might get kicked out of Walmarts now. I'm pretty sure that they've like stopped that.
Yeah,
right?
Apparently they are stopping it.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I forgot about that one.
It's very stupid. All right.
Find a different parking spot. I don't know.
Oh, Carvana replied.
Oh,
holy crap.
Wow.
They already replied. We truly apologize that registration is taking longer than anticipated. If your temporary plate is about to expire, we'll be sure to provide you a new one so you can continue safely driving your vehicle.
They'll do that three times, and then, I don't know, they may just stop responding. We'll see. I could be wrong, though. Like I said, it could be 100% false.
I hope you're wrong, but honestly, Carvana's overall experience has been good, but I would say that we'll see what happens. You know what? We're just gonna ride it out for a few more weeks.
Ride it out and see what happens.
Yeah, if August 1st,
it's already been made, you know.
Yeah, right.
If August 1st rolls around and I still don't have my plates, I'm gonna be pretty mad. We'll say that.
What's the name of the car company that you go to a vending machine and you buy?
That's Carvana.
Carvana.
It's Carvana, yeah. The thing I'm mad about is not the right now. I even told them I don't want new plates.
Oh,
I told
yeah.
them I want to transfer my plates.
One other
Do
thing.
Do you pay for a fun plate?
I don't, but I don't like the new style license plates in Ohio.
Mm.
I would rather have the old black and red or the white and red plate
Did
than the new one.
Did they change the plates?
Yeah, they changed them to new plates now, and I think they look awful.
What are they I'm going to have to look at that and see.
The new plates?
Does anyone here believe in paying for a saying on their plate?
No,
I actually thought about buying a vanity plate for my Camry.
I think vanity plates, when I own like a really nice car, are worth it.
Well, that's the thing is I thought about buying a vanity plate, but Carvana basically told me that, yeah, we don't do vanity plates. If you want a vanity plate, you're just going to have to buy it yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I don't like the new plate style. It's hard to read.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah, that's
weird.
Awful. Wow.
Yeah, see?
That's really bad.
They need to hire a better graphic designer.
Yeah.
It's government. It's the lowest bidder.
Honestly, I'd be fine with just literally a plain white sheet of aluminum with the blue lettering. Like, I don't need anything on it.
Like the current, like the last gen license plate was?
Like the Ohio State plates that are literally just white and red.
Yeah, that's how
I'd be cool with that. That'd be fine.
But now that's not how they're doing it. All new plates look like that.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, it's crap. That's why I'm like, you know what? I'll just transfer the plates off my SUV.
Terrible. It just could be better. I know.
I don't know.
Well, anyway, I think we're actually about out of time.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah, I was wondering how I was going
to
do this. Cause
yeah, I was interested to see how it would fill it out.
Yeah, because it doesn't know what this device is.
I removed the Mountain Dew.
Oh, you removed
Oh, that's so cool.
Dew.
He didn't know. He didn't know he tracked out.
Sorry, I was
that's good.
Trying to figure it. I mean, also, I'm far enough
you
away.
Can, yeah, you yeah. can see the reflection of the Mountain Dew in the table.
That's funny.
That's funny.
You actually can.
All right, well, this has been the Casual Coders Podcast. Thank you very much for watching, and we'll see you next one.
Yep, yeah. We'll see you next time. We're outside, so that way we can touch grass for one last time before we go into hibernation playing our Steam Deck. See you next
time.